We are underway. Both wrestlers on their feet. They tie up in the center of the mat. Final match of his career here for Ray Valdez. 15-4 on the year. Looking to bring home a fifth-place medal in state and win his final match as an Alliance Bulldog. They tie up center of the mat, 25 seconds to go. Here, opening period. No score as of yet. As they're down on their knees, now they back away. Ray looking to take a shot. He does, but backing away from it is Trail. Trail of Nebraska City in black with the neon lime green shoes. Alliance again wearing the white here on Championship Saturday. And the period will end. No score. Nothing, nothing after one period of wrestling here in this fifth place match. Again, congratulations, Alliance's Jorgen Johnson. He brings home the fifth place medal with his win. Justin Davis of Hemmingford has won sixth place here today. And now Ray Valdez looking to pick one up. We've got a one-point escape. A one-point escape now has been awarded to Rhett Trail. So he takes the 1-0 lead early here in period number two. Now Ray needs to take a shot here. Again, I say we've been calling him the Buzzsaw, sprouting a Mohawk haircut for the state championships as the wrestlers are out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. 1-0 our score. It is Rhett Trail of Nebraska City leading it over Ray Valdez of Alliance. I call him Ray Ray sometimes. I don't know if he likes that nickname. I like the Buzzsaw better, too, as Ray working it. They tie up bottom side of the mat. Both wrestlers now on their feet. Trail looks to take a shot. Ray's able to back away from it. Ray's off the mat, but he'll come back in. We're back to the center. We are good to go once again. 1-0. Trail of Nebraska City leading it over Ray Valdez of Alliance. Second period. We are 1 minute to go in this second period. Here's Ray Valdez working his way around now, looking in on Trail. Trail quite a bit taller than Ray. Again, they're the same weight, 145, but Trail is tall and lanky. Ray is short and cat quick, as we like to say. Not short, not necessarily short. He's just a little shorter than his opponent. He takes a shot in on Trail. Now Trail takes a shot. Ray's able to fight it off. Ray quickly back up on his feet. He's got him around the neck. But again, both wrestlers now on their feet and no points awarded. Final 20 seconds to go here in period number two. 1-0. It is Trail of Nebraska City leading it over Ray Valdez of Alliance. Down to our final 10 seconds to go here in period number two. 1-0 is our score. Ray looks in, tries to get a trip on him, can't. Now looking to get around. 2 seconds to go. One, they break apart, and second period ends. So it is a 1-0 lead now. Rhett Trail of Nebraska City leads it over Ray Valdez. Ray's going to be in the down position. He's good at getting away. He comes up to his feet right away. Trail, though, able to break him down. Got a good solid lock on him around the waist and got his left arm tied up. Breaks him right back down to the mat. 1-0. Trail of Nebraska City leading it over Ray Valdez of Alliance. Ray again needs to get away. He needs an escape and then a takedown if he can get one. Trail again working Ray. He's got Ray. He's got Ray in some trouble. Possibly had some back points there. Now Ray bridging very, very hard. He's actually got Trail on the bottom. But Trail has not got his shoulders turned. Ray is bridging awfully hard, but he is actually over the back of Trail. I don't know if they're going to award back points here or not. Now Ray rolling over, trying to roll over on top of Trail. Let us see. Again, the official down there looking it over real close. But now Trail continues to work. We are a minute to go. Let's see if any back points are going to be awarded here. Again, nothing yet. The official down there, he's down on his knees. He's watching it real close. Trail working it on Ray Valdez. Now Ray is in some trouble. Ray again, he's got his head almost underneath the torso of Trail, and Trail is just kind of rolling him on the top if he can roll him over. And again, he tries to roll Ray over one more time. Still no points awarded. It is still a 1-0 lead for Trail. Now he'll come around, and he is going to get some back points. They will give him 3 back points, and it's now 4-0. Trail leads it over Ray Valdez, and then Ray rolls, and he's got the reversal. It is 4-2. It is 4-2. We have 19 seconds to go in the match. Ray now needs to make something happen. It's 4-2. Ray Valdez trailing by 2. He needs to make something happen here. We're down to our final 10 seconds to go, and Ray has got to make something happen. 4-2, Trail. He's just going to let Trail go, I think. Nope, he doesn't. He takes him right back down to the mat, but unfortunately, Ray is going to lose a tough one, 4-2. And in his final match as an Alliance Bulldog, he will bring home the 6th place medal. So while I know that is disappointing for Ray, he still will bring home a medal in his final match as an Alliance Bulldog. And I know that while he is extremely disappointed, he is happy that he had the opportunity to wrestle, because he had a fairly serious injury and had a late start this year, but battled back, was a second-place finisher in the district, and he will finish his senior year with a record of 15-5, so that's not too bad.